You're listening to SBS News.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says three people have died in a crash involving an aircraft in the state's south. The air tanker was chartered from United States Aerial Firefighting Company, Coulson Aviation, and all three people on board were US citizens. It came on a day of increased bushfire activity across the state, with several bushfires burning out of control as strong winds and temperatures over 40 degrees took hold. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has offered her deep condolences to all those affected, saying it's indicative of the dangerous conditions faced by emergency service workers.
Today is a stark and horrible reminder of the dangerous conditions that our volunteers, our emergency services personnel across a number of agencies undertake on a daily basis.
And near Canberra, two fires combined to trigger an emergency warning that forced the temporary closure of the National Capital's airport. It was also a day Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the compulsory call-out of Defence Force reservists will be revoked on the 7th of February. Chief of the Defence Force, General Angus Campbell, says it won't mean a drop in support for bushfire-affected areas.
I want to emphasise to you all, please, that you should see this as an appropriate transition in the form of service being invited of our reserve component, not a change to the effort being offered by the Australian Defence Force to assist in this time of national bushfire concern. We are also, at any point, well able across the force to lift the rate of effort or to redirect that rate of effort as the bushfire season continues to unfold.
Reservists can continue to serve on Operation Bushfire Assist on a voluntary basis. Meanwhile, there's been growing frustration at the time major charities are taking to distribute millions of dollars in relief funds. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister David Elliott has criticised the groups for inaction.
My message to the charities, pull your finger out. Well, this is not a time for us to delay, particularly while people are hurting so much.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has taken a softer line but repeated the criticism.
We want to encourage the charities to get that support to where it's needed as quickly as possible, and the Commonwealth and the state governments are working together to give them every assistance we can to help them with that important task. But I know that we are very appreciative of all the work they do, of the volunteers they themselves have within their own ranks that are in recovery centres, that are in communities, that are there to help people in a time of need.
But the Red Cross, St Vincent de Paul and the Salvation Army are defending accusations they're stockpiling donations for future emergencies. The Red Cross's Noel Clement says the charities are focused on getting support to the affected communities.
We've been working in bushfire affected communities since September. We're on the ground now. We continue to be there. We've committed to be there for the next 3 years. We're also coordinating with other agencies and government to make sure that, you know, the entire support for people is working really effectively. So we're one very important player. We have significant amount of support from donors to bring to this. We want to make sure that's used most effectively, both immediately and as people recover, and particularly when they need support for rebuilding and for people who, frankly, are going to have a lot less capacity to recover.
In Victoria, the Daniel Andrews government has pledged $17.5 million to help support animals affected by the bushfire crisis. There are estimates that as many as 1 billion animals have died in Australia as a result of the fires.
I know so many people that I've met moving around the community, moving from one bushfire-affected community to the next. The sense of grief, the sense of real emotional strain that has come from seeing so many animals so terribly injured is very obvious to me.
Meanwhile, New South Wales RFS Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says his team is simply focused on the fire activity.
We just can't afford to be complacent. We've got to be careful. We've got to continue through what is the balance of summer and the balance of the fire season and remain vigilant and be concerned about the fire risk.
Amy Hall, SBS News.